Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this second Sunday after Christmas, the first Sunday of the year 2022. Our readings for today, Jeremiah 31, verses 7 to 14, Psalm 147, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 14, and the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise Him. The Lord is here and we will worship Him. The Lord is here and we will trust Him. The Lord is here and we will honor Him. The Lord is here and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, You have given us laughter and song, work and leisure, hope and anticipation, faithfulness and peace, praise and thanksgiving. You have filled our days with journeys and discoveries, with striving and succeeding, with energy and stillness, with solitude and togetherness, with silence and celebration. You have offered us hope and a new beginning, cleansing and renewal, comfort and deep satisfaction, forgiveness and mercy, Yourself, Your love, and Your Son as our Savior. We come to offer our heartfelt thanks and the adoration that comes from lives made new by the power of the Spirit. We bring our gifts in the name of Christ, the source of all gifts of grace. Amen. Lord, so almighty, You inhabit eternity. Lord, so humble, You live in our hearts. Lord, so holy, You are far beyond us. Lord, so loving, You come to us in Christ. Lord, so worthy of our praises. Lord, so ready to forgive our failings. Lord, You are worthy of the praises of heaven and earth. Prepare each of us to sing Your praises and to live Your glory. In the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 94, Father, Let Me Dedicate. We pray the collect for the second Sunday after Christmas Day, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of Him who humbled Himself to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? The Gospel of John has been described as a theological reflection on the humanity and divinity of Jesus the Christ. The Gospel begins with an emphatic statement to present Jesus as the Son of God, divine yet fully human, and sums up the purpose of Jesus' ministry on earth. John places Jesus at the beginning of creation, using the metaphor of the word, and we all know the power of words. They can build up, comfort, break down, praise, or destroy others. The Gospel places Jesus as the Word, not only present at creation, but the creative force in the creation process. John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John chapter 1, verse 1. The book of Genesis puts before us the creation story and emphasizes the fact that God the Creator spoke creation into being. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the earth, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Thereby beginning the process of creation with the presence and power of the Word. No surprise, therefore, that the Gospel emphasizes the fact that in the beginning Jesus was with God, and all things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. In order to redeem the world from evil, sin, and death, God would send the Word. The Word became flesh and lived among us. John chapter 1, verse 14. The Gospel emphasizes first that in Jesus was life, and the life was the light of all people. Those who desire life will follow the principles and precepts that Jesus taught. Following him will enable us to dispel the darkness of doubt, fear, anxiety, and despair in our lives as we face the challenges of life in this evil and sinful world. Believing in and following the teachings of the Word, we will be illuminated and our light will shine in every and any situation of darkness. And the darkness of the world will never overcome our light. The eternal light present at creation and continuing to shine even in today's world of darkness. In God's understanding, the world had to be prepared to receive the Word, the light of the world. God called John the Baptist to prepare the way for the true light. John did his task well. John testified to the coming of the light of the world. Many believed, but many of those who should have understood and expected the coming of the Word as the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, even to the descendants of Abraham, the children of Israel, they did not believe. The Gospel points out that he, the Word, the light of the world, was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. Verse 10. The world came, he came to his own, but his own people did not receive him. Verse 11. However, happy are those who received him, who believed in his name. He gave power to become children of God. Humankind was elevated by Christ from children of the world to children of God. No longer children of Israel. All the world could claim through Christ to be children of God, brothers and sisters of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Through Christ, we have a glimpse of the glory of God. We have a glimpse of the state of high honor, the brilliance of God, the extent of the love of God. As we behold the glory, the love, the mercy of God in Christ, we are able to discern that Jesus the Christ is the personification of grace and truth. Grace, the power that God gives us to enable us to do God's will, to be God's people, and truth, which is the ultimate knowledge to determine not only the presence of God, but perceive the extent of God's love for us and stimulate a desire to do things God's way rather than our way. Our gospel today affirms that grace and truth, two essential ingredients for living a full life, have superseded the law of Moses and is available to us through faith in Jesus Christ. Our gospel passage concludes by affirming a truth which is important for all of us as disciples of Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who have made him known. John chapter 1, verse 18. In this new year, as we look forward with hope, many of us will commit to being better, more faithful disciples of Christ. This gospel will help us and remind us about who we are and enable us to commit ourselves to serve. In Christ, we experience the love of the Father. In Christ, we see the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. In Christ, we see the tremendous potential of the human person. When the Word became flesh, the flesh was taken to a higher level in God's scheme of things. Jesus came to show us the extent of God's love for us. We are reminded that God so loved the world that God gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. John 3:16-17. God, out of love, desires to save us from sin and eternal death. God made the sacrifice. God sent God's Son, the Word became flesh, to show us the way to God, to incorporate us into God's family. What a privilege. What an expression of God's love. Such love demands a response from us. As God has blessed us to see this new year, 2022, we have an opportunity to renew our commitment to be children of God and inheritors of God's kingdom. Do we renew our commitment that with the help of the Holy Spirit, we will serve God more diligently in this year? Do we renew our commitment to be faithful disciples of Christ? Do we renew our commitment to live by the principles and precepts that Jesus, the Word made flesh, taught? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. If we truly desire to serve God more faithfully in this year, God, through the Holy Spirit, will help us to do so. God can and will convert our desires into action. God will enable us to do it, for that is God's will for us. My prayer, therefore, for all of us as we begin this new year, 2022, my prayer is, Almighty God, who has given us the will to do all these things, give us also the grace and power to perform them, that God may complete that work which God has begun in us through Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Let us pray. God of all time, who makes all things new, we bring before you the year that has passed with its challenges, sorrows, joys, and successes. For life lived, for opportunities recognized and taken, for friendships and love known and shared, we thank you. Where we have fallen short, forgive us. Where we worry over what is past, free us. As we begin a new year, when nothing is safe or certain except you, we ask for courage to do your will. We ask for wisdom to make the right choices. In the year ahead, O God, be our help and companion. Lead us as we journey onwards. Give us success. Give us togetherness, happiness, and joy. But above all, O God, give us your peace. Amen. Almighty God, by whose mercy our lives have yet been prolonged to another year, grant that by your mercy this will be not in vain. Let not our years be multiplied to increase our guilt, but as age advances, let us become more pure in our thoughts, more regular in our desires, and more obedient to your laws. Let not the cares of the world distract us, nor the evils of the age overwhelm us, but continue and increase your loving kindness towards us. And when you shall call us hence, receive us to everlasting happiness, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O God, who changes not with changing years, we, creatures of time, look back along the road we have come. We thank you for all your loving kindness and tender mercies along the way. When the road has been dark, you have not failed us, though we have often failed you. Forgive us and help us to do better. We look forward, knowing not what may befall us in this year that has just begun. Help us to live a day at a time. Help us to trust you as much in the shadows as in the sunlight, and to find our way by the light of your will. O God, who are both our guide and goal, whose companionship is our stay and strength, go with us, we pray, into this new year, and bring us at last at our journey's end in peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Our hymn, CPWI 400, We Have a Gospel to Proclaim. Let us pray. Teach us, O God, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who sent His Son to take our nature upon Him, bless you in this holy season, scatter the darkness of sin, and brighten your heart with the light of His holiness. May God, who sent His angels to proclaim the glad news of the Savior's birth, fill you with joy and make you heralds of the gospel. May God, who in the Word made flesh, joined heaven to earth and earth to heaven, give you His peace and favor. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. We hope that you will have a spirit-filled year, a year of faithfulness, a year of God's peace and God's love. And in the face of the continuing pandemic, we pray that you will follow the protocol, wash your hands, wear your mask, watch your distance, and please be safe.